皆さんこんにちは。外資系裏技英語エピソード20へようこそ。どうも石井てるみです。今回は20回記念ということで、リスナーの皆さんに感謝の気持ちを込めまして、感謝エピソード2をお届けします。そしてお相手は、
はい、 I'm BJ Fox。 How's it going, Terumi? 20 episodes 20 episodes
20回やった。いいですね。やっぱキリがいい数字っていうのはね、やっててもね、気持ちいいもんですね。
So on our 10th episode, we did a thank you episode where we had lots of little clips and edits that we hadn't put into the actual official podcast.
そうなんですよね。エピソード10の時も感謝エピソードと題しまして、未公開音源を、はい、総集編のようにしてお届けしましたけれども、今回も。
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing because we want to keep something that's nice and tight, nice and enjoyable, on topic, and something that everyone can listen to on the train to work.
そうなんですよ。実はこのポッドキャストのエピソード、まあ一つがね、20分だったり30分だったりしますけれども、我々実はその倍かそれ以上喋ってるんですよね。なんだから本当は全部流したいんですけれども、うん、まあそういうわけにもいかないので、まあいろいろバッサバッサカットですね、うん、いわゆるカットをしてそぎ落としているという状態で、でもね、実はそこで私たちの本音だったりね、うん、本性が現れている部分がいっぱいありますのでね、本日はその今まで明るみになってなかった BJ と私の本音の部分というんですか、はい、そちらの未公開音源をお届けしたいと思いますよ。
So tell me, we've done 20 episodes、yep.What are your thoughts on the podcast so far?
ポッドキャストやってて、もうめちゃくちゃ楽しいし、ね、昔のいろいろな経験引っ張り出してきたり、うん、まあ、昔だけじゃなくて、最近も芸人としてもいろいろ、ね、誰と連絡が取れないとか、うん、まあ、そういった経験をもとにね、解決策を二人で探っていくっていうのはとっても面白い。So, I really enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
Ah, but I sometimes worry that I say too much.
You say too much.
そう、喋りすぎるって意味じゃなくて、ちょっとあのなんか裏事情を暴露するじゃないけれども、ちょっとなんか危険な、
yeah.
ゾーンまで話しちゃうことがねあるんですよね。Because we chat a lot.
Yeah, and often we have to cut what you say.
え、そう？
For 大人の事情。
大人の事情でルーベン編集長に。お手間をかけているということがね、yeah. あるみたいですけれども。I had this experience,、
oh,
like、
yeah.
when I was writing my book,、and there's always a deadline,、and the editor sends me email. But like, if you're really like、締め切り間に合わない、yeah. みたいな、でもこっちも一生懸命やってる、でも間に合わない、やばい、yeah. みたいな。But I know that they have a few buffer.
Yeah.
ね、あるから向こうの攻防戦が始まるわけですよね。まだちょっと余裕あるんじゃねえかってこっちも思っちゃって、はい、でちょっとイメールを悪いと思いながらすぐに返信しないでちょっと置いとくと、そのうち、はい、I have a phone call from the editor.
Oh yeah.
編集者ってエディターでいいのかな。
Yeah, editor.
Editor. I get a phone call from editor. But it's his phone number.、Then, after a while, there was a phone call from a number that I didn't know, But it was his tactic. And I knew it from before. Like, he had told me before. Like, if he calls from his mobile phone, the person knows his number already. And they don't answer. Yeah. He knew it. So he uses the office phone.
Yeah.
Because the person doesn't know the number. So they answer. And I knew that he was... It was like, I think he shouldn't have told me that yeah. tactic. But since I knew it...I know that, okay, this must be his office number.
Yeah.
And I Googled it and it hit. So I'm such a bad person. I ignored it again. And I'm just like, and I really, yeah, hurried. And 何したっけな
Did you make the deadline?
Oh, of course. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So happy end.
Happy ending. But yeah, in the mean way. Mean way? なんだっけ in the meantime,
yeah
those kind of things happened.
But that's another good 裏技.
そう、これも裏技でしょ?
If the phone call isn't working, you could try another number.
そうなの。相手が登録してない番号で電話をするっていうのもね、裏技ですからね。皆さんぜひ使ってみてください。
I like that clip. It shows you that you were using 裏技 before the podcast.
うん、そうだね。このポッドキャストの前から そういった裏技を使ってたよ、私は。
A little bit of a naughty, a bad 裏技。
そうね、あんまり、そう、あんまりよろしくない裏技かもしれないですけれどもね。違う電話番号であえてかけてみるというね、うん、携帯がつながらなかったら家電とかあの固定電話の番号からかけてみる。まあそれをされた時にね、私は本の編集者の方からね、固定電話から番号かかってきた時にこれ絶対編集者の人だと思ってね出ないっていうね、そういう、まあ、ちょっとナーティーなことをしてしまいましたけど。
It's kind of like when you see a mail come up on your phone、mm-hmm. and so it doesn't say was it 既読
既読、うん、
You don't actually ever open line. You've seen it on your screen.
あ、そうね、そうね、既読をつけないなんていうこともね、yeah. しますよね。忙しいふりをしちゃったりとか。ダメですと。Okay, so how do you feel, BJ, about this podcast?
I love it too. It makes me think about English,、uh-huh. what I say, why I do it.
そうね。
I feel like I'm always looking out for 裏技 now.、
Uh-huh. Oh, 裏技探しながら。
What would you say? Like,I go through a lot of self analysis.
What's that? 自己分析?
Yeah, now I do. Everything I do, I'm like, oh, okay.
なるほどね。今まではさりげなく喋っていたことでも、あ、実は今の裏技はさりげなく使ってたじゃんっていうようなことを意識するようになったということですね。いいですね。
Sometimes I get worried when I'm speaking on the podcast that I'm being a little bit too, like a teacher. I don't have that much confidence in my own English.
え、なんてこと言うの?そうなの?
Yeah, I've got...
You look like you have a lot of confidence.
I know, but sometimes I start the sentence very confidently,、mm-hmm. and then by the end, I'm like, I wonder if that's correct.
Food for thought. Food、yeah. for thought.
I feel like social media is a relatively new term. Like, originally, if you're looking at social networking services, you had Facebook,、Mixi, there were a couple of other ones, and it was、all about connecting.
ああ、なるほどね。
Well, now I feel that maybe it's less about connecting and networking、mm-hmm. and it's more about being your own brand、media. And being your own media.
Your own media. だからソーシャルメディアになってったってこと。
Yeah, I wonder if that's true.
まあ BJ の、まあ、あの仮説ですけれども、まあ元々はそういうミクシーとか Facebook とかは実際ソーシャルネットワーキングサービスっていう、英語でそうやって呼ばれてた。っていう時代もあったとは思う。
Yeah, so, yeah.
だけど、その頭文字を取って SNS っていう言葉が歩き出したのは、It's just original in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. So the podcast started because we, Terumi and I, we met at a comedy show.
うん。私たち最初はね、スタンドアップコメディのお笑いの会場で会いましたよね。
And then we kind of talked about Terumi maybe doing some English language stand-up comedy.
そうなの、もうね、その時ちょっといろいろ悩んでて、新しいこと挑戦したいなと思って、それこそね、厚切りジェイソンに、Why don't you try stand-up comedy in English? そう。
It came from Jason.
そうそう、ジェイソンが勧めてくれて、それであの、Your friend Vinay を紹介してくれて、yeah, yeah.でも水曜日下北沢でやってるからって言って一人で行ってみて、There I met you.
Okay, and then we being Ruben, producer Ruben and me, had this goal of doing a podcast.、Mm-hmm. And I don't know when we discussed it, but、we decided to try a new project and you very kindly agreed to do 裏技、外資系裏技英語。
そうそうそう。うん、最初はなんか私もスタンドアップコメディをやるみたいな話もあったけども、うん、私あんまポッドキャストってよく知らなくて当時でも BJ がポッドキャストやりたいんだけど、うん、でもあれをねニュースをピックアップしてそれについて話すことにしようかとか最初言ってたの覚えて、Do you remember?
I wanted to do the Akomediaki News podcast.
Akomediaki News podcast. ニュースを結構切るみたいなことをやりたかった。
Like it was like a pick up some news and then make it funny.Do stand-up comedy.
ああ、なるほどね。スタンドアップコメディはなんか世相を切るみたいなことをやるから、yeah. そういったことをポッドキャストで BJ は最初やりたかったんだけど。
But I think we felt this structure、A suited your skills better.
ああ、そうね。
Your English ability really well. And also this is a lot more sustainable than writing a Japanese comedy podcast.
でもね、二人ともその外資系企業で働いたことがあって、なんかそこってなんか、あんまりそのスキルとしてリスト化されてないけど、みんなさりげなく使ってる裏技あるよね、みたいな感じで二人で盛り上がって、じゃあそれをポッドキャストにしようってなって、ね、興味に至るんだよね。
And the reason it has continued so well is I think we're all good friends now.
Oh, really?
Mm.
そう、あれルーベン笑ってますけど。
Yeah, well, because sometimes
大丈夫これ
sometimes we do have arguments. Well, except power harassment has now become English. It was a Japanese English phrase that has now graduated and become proper English.
もともと英語で存在したハラスメントの言葉はじゃあどれ? Which existed from before?
I just think sexual harassment.
あ、そうなんだ。
It's gone. It's like if it was a baseball player, it's Ichiro.
Ichiro さん、うん。
Like he's now gone from the Japanese leagues、mm-hmm. into the major leagues of、mm-hmm. Eigo. It's actually gone the other way.
え、もどういうこと?どういうこと?
I don't think that's a good analogy.
I think it's a great analogy. If it was a little bit like
え、イチローっていう名前はもう英語だぐらいな感じってこと?
No, you know like how you know when like a Japanese sports person goes overseas into the professional leagues, like the major leagues, or Nakata 選手 went to the Serie A.
そうね、Nakata 選手が行ったりですとか。
I feel like power harassment is a Japanese word.
No, that doesn't work because he's originally Japanese.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
It's more like Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, that was a bad analogy. Do you know what analogy? That's a...
Luigi... Okay, yeah. Similarity? Comparison?
Yeah. Now, so when we make mistakes like that, we have to cut them. We don't cut them. Producer Ruben has to edit them.
Okay.
So we it's 迷惑.
So, 迷惑をかけてますよ、ルーベンにはだいぶ。
But sometimes he、はい、isn't very helpful either.
You know what I think for the live show?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a lot of live shows in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam にあるたくさんのライブショー。
He's just taken our business English podcast into 下ネタ territory.
ああ、そういう実際にその生きてる女性のそういうパフォーマンスが見られるのがライブショー。
And but usually there's a man there as well.
ああ、そうか、yeah. その女性男性のそういうちょっとまあ性的な。
Yeah.
だって、yeah. オランダとかあの辺は進んでるからね。
I think they've banned it now.
あ、そうなんだ。
I think they've banned it now.
Really?
Yeah. I think they've taken it.
あ、そういうインプレッションなんだ。
Anyway.
Anyways! ちょっと話を元に戻しまして。外資系裏技英語にも下ネタ出てくるんですね。初めてでしたね。
And also the biggest fight we've had is the time when it became very clear, Tedemi,
What?
That you don't watch Home Sweet Tokyo.
あー、バレたか。しまった。いや、見ますよ、これから。And I've been hearing that your show is coming out.
My show's out. You haven't watched it yet. It's been out for a week.
もう1週間前でしょ?
Yeah.
え、もう?
No, last week it came out.
あ、先週、Home Speak Tokyo.
Home Sweet Tokyo.
Home Speak って言っちゃった。
Okay, this is episode...
やばいやばい。BJ と私の中に亀裂が。
Episode 16 and or 周回、最終回。
最終回。やべえ、ホームスピーク東京って言っちゃった。はい。
ホームスピーク東京。Anyway.
But... 最終回じゃないことを祈りながら。もう見てない上に間違えるし、もうぐだぐ、もうすいません、本当に。Sorry, BJ.
It's okay. It's okay.
I still haven't watched it. ちょっと待って。But I'm glad it's our 20th episode.
Yeah, we got over.
ね、乗り越えましたね。Yeah. 我々もいろいろありましたけれども、よかった終わらなくて。
But actually, the main reason we cut stuff is、uh-huh. because often you and I we talk so much.
そう、喋りすぎちゃうんだよね。
And often it's very interesting,、
mm-hmm.
but then afterwards we realize it's got nothing to do with the content or the theme of the episode.
全然無関係なこと喋ってることがね、よくありますね。Oh, by the way, BJ, is animation 和製英語?
No. Anime.
アニメが和製英語。
Yeah.
But people say anime, right?
People say anime, but anime has a very specific meaning. It means Japanese animation.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah.
アニメとか言うときは、もう日本のアニメのこと言ってるんだ。
Yeah.
I like anime.
Means you are a otaku.
Otaku. 日本のアニメオタク。じゃあ海外のアニメが好きな時はなんて言うの?
I like animation.
Animation って言うんだ。
What would you say?
You say I like animation if you actually are doing it. If you are an animator.
Oh really?
You would say I like cartoons.
Okay.
That's why I brought it up.
What you would actually say is, I like cartoons.
A cartoon? Cartoon ってさ、もっとあれじゃないの？漫画みたいな、静止画の方じゃない？Stop motion paper.
This is getting very complicated now. Cartoons means manga. I mean, it either means animation, or it means a manga style comic in a newspaper.
もう混乱してきたけども、カートゥーンって言ったときは動くアニメの方も紙に書かれた漫画の方も両方指す。
But the only 動くない漫画is in newspapers.
あ、本ないの？
No, so the books, if it was like a full book of manga is a comic. But you know, like in like Garfield. Do you remember Garfield?
Garfield 知ってる。ぬいぐるみ持ってる。
And it might be in like a 4-comma manga in a newspaper. That is a cartoon. That could be a cartoon.
はいはいはい。Cartoon. Yeah. 4-comma manga cartoon.
Yeah. Okay.
So, ちょっと待って。
This is definitely going to be cut out. And just to finish that bit, if you said I like animation, it means I would say either that you like doing animation or you like...Maybe Pixar movies?
Pixar の
映画? Like that kind of digital, maybe animation. But anyway, the question.
そっか、アニメーションとアニメもまたちょっとニュアンスが違うわけですね。
So in summary, anime is Japanese animation.
Okay.
Animation is the skill. Cartoons are foreign animation or comics. But it doesn't matter for the purpose of this episode. Okay? Let's try to keep focused.
関係なかったね。ちょっと面白いトピックではあるんですけどね。
And the other thing I feel pressure with is I always need to make sure my English is 100% correct.
100% correct?
Did you say 100?
The other thing I feel pressure with is I feel I always need to make sureWhat I say, my English is 100% correct.
BJ が 100% コレクトな英語を喋ってるかどうかプレッシャーを感じる。喋ってるでしょう。
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretending to be an expert on English.
Pretending なの? You are. You really are.
I guess so, but then sometimes I feel like, is this correct? And also, like, our policy is mistakes are okay.
そうよ。そりゃそう、誰だって間違える。っていうか、私も全然日本語喋ってる時に全然間違った文法とか使ってるからね。Yeah. まあ、そういうことだよね。
And as long as communication is achieved, that's our number one goal.
Yeah, sure.
The biggest mistake I make is I always refer to our listeners as users.
Well, that's not a mistake.
I think
じゃあ言い間違いだから、まあまあ。まあでもそうやって言い間違えちゃうことがたまにある。
Yeah, I think that comes from my experience.
Oh, yeah.
At work, where we refer to our customers as users. And in our last episode, we talked about a user message we received. I would love to meet some of our users, especially the ones who send in very nice. Like, I would say, like, if any user...
Listener.
I would say if any listener... sorry, I know we've got some users...
BJ, そんなもう don't feel bad about such a small mistake. I often make so many mistakes.
Yeah, but it's fine for you to make mistakes. Well, this is my favorite mistake that you've made so far.
ちょっと待ってよ、何よ。 Why doesn't she just tell his boss that he's not doing his bob prop? My concentration is like, sorry.
I think that was quite funny and cute. Did you used to have a boss called Bob?
Where did that bee come from? I have no idea. And I didn't have a boss called Bob. His Bob.
Do you know, actually the worst times is a couple of times you've made a mistake.
What?
In English.
Yeah.
And influenced me.
You influenced you?
Yeah.
How?
Like, because you said a word incorrectly. And because we're in conversation.
Yes.
I then make the same mistake.
どんなことがありました？そんなことあった？ Yeah. 私の間違いが BJ を影響
する。悪影響。
悪影響を及ぼしたことあります？
I would almost say, if I heard a British person saying happy holidays, I would think that's weird.
あ、イギリスのお友達がもし happy holidays ってあえて言ってたら、なんかそれもちょっと変だなっていう感じ。
Yeah, why are you being so PC? Do you know PC?
Peaceful のこと PC?
No, politically correct.
ああ、そういうこと、Politically correct のこと PC って言うんだ。
Yeah.Why?
そのアクロニムは初めて聞いた。
Oh, really?
PC って言うんだ。いや、Political Correct は知ってたけど、
okay.
PC って言うんだ。
Yeah. And another phrase I thought, well, which is good and very peaceful and very flat is...
Peaceful?
Not peaceful. but, Terumi...
What?
It's not always all bad.
Uh-huh.
Often you teach me stuff as well.
Did I?
Yeah, lots. ASAP as well.
なるほど。元が as soon as possible って知らなくても、
yeah,
もうそっちの言葉の方が有名になっちゃう。もしかしたら今、キムタクさんの元の名前知らない人もいるかもしれないね。そんなことはないか。
Kim, yeah, no, I know him as Kim Taku. I don't know what Kimura...
Takuya.
Takuya.
But you know Kim Taku.
I know Kim Taku.
But you don't know Kimura Takuya.
No.
Oh, there it goes. そういうこと。だからもう今では省略語とかの方がメジャーになってきているというパターンもあるっていう話ね。
So, I learned very useful. Granted, SMAP have split up, but I now know that Kimu Taku is Kimura Takuya.
You really didn't know Kimura Takuya-san? Really?
Yeah, for me, SMAP was Kimu Taku, Shingo Mama, Nakai-kun, plus Futari.
ちょっと待って。稲垣さんと稲垣さんと誰だ。ちょっと待って。稲垣、待って。
あ、何稲垣さん。
稲垣、今誰が出てこなかった？キムタク、中井、信号ママ。
Is it the guy who ran around naked in the park?
That's 稲垣。
あ、そう、草薙。
Oh yeah, 草薙。
Yeah, naked around.
Anyway, that's really good information that I can use in my business life. Thank you.
いや、ビジネスライフで木村拓哉さん出てくるかちょっとわからないですけれども、そうか、私が少しでも BJ の役に立てることもあるわけね。
But we do enjoy making this podcast so much, Terumi.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun as well.
And we really get a lot of inspiration when some of our listeners, not users,
listeners
send us 外資系裏技相談。
外資系裏技相談リスナーさんからいただけるとね、とってもインスパイアされますよ。
Yeah, so if you have anything that you want us to talk about on the podcast, any issues in your work life, any issues with English, please send them to urawazaenglish@gmail.com。
皆さんの周りでの英語、そして外資系企業なんかで働いてると気づくこと何でも構いませんので、裏技 english@gmail.com までメールをお寄せください。
Thank you very much for all the nice reviews on iTunes.
iTunes でね、素敵なレビューを書いてくださってる方、本当にありがとうございます。
And thank you very much to our sponsor Cambly as well for allowing us to do that.As always, if you want to practice some English, go on to Cambly, C-A-M-B-L-Y, and use the code URAWAZA for a free lesson.
英会話学習アプリの Cambly では、裏技という漢字2文字で無料のレッスン15分受けられますのでね、ぜひ今すぐダウンロードして、いつでも英語レッスンできるという環境をエンジョイしてください。日本語バージョンが欲しいよってルーベンと BJ が言ってるぐらい素晴らしい。ね、こんなに英語勉強できるのにうってつけのアプリはありませんよ。
And first, finally, we'll leave you with one thing that was cut from episode 9.
何何
That was when I just got a little bit too carried away and tried to become inspirational.
え、どういうこと？なんかよく芸人になりたいっていう人に対して、絶対無理だよってすぐ言う人がいるけれども、なんかそれ思い出しちゃった。
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.What? 言われた
言われた子、うん、あ、なんか難しいんじゃないとか、うん、あ、え、面白そう、いいねっていう人が8割だけど、2割ぐらいは、え、笑いとかも絶対無理なんじゃない、難しいんじゃないっていう人はやっぱいたよね、うん、
And we had the same when we started doing a comedy yaki, stand-up comedy in Japanese. Everyone was like, no, 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 no.、
ね、
笑うツボが違う。日本のお笑いが違う。But, you know, we find a way to make our stand-up comedy work.
いや、そうなんだよね。やると決めてやれば、you can find a way out.
Yeah, and I think this podcast as well, this is a good matching of, you know, Japanese, Gainin, English, foreign, I don't know what you say, Gaijin,
外国人の芸人
stand-up comedy, you know, working a way to create a new form that works, hopefully, in Japan as well.
私たちの笑いのツボが違うとか経験したことが違うから、じゃなくて、Sorry, what did you say?
I can't remember. I think I was saying like this is no. I was saying this is like the way like us doing. We're finding a new way.
Oh, that was very inspirational.
Kana.
Kana. どうでしたか？なんか途中で破滅してましたけど。
But this is the second episode of 2020. And last week we talked about New Year's resolutions. Ignore those people who are saying you can't do it.
そうだそうだ。
And just do something new. Practice these urawazas. Become better at your job. Become a better communicator. And leave us a review.
またなんか途中で。なんかどっか行っちゃった、魂がどっか行っちゃったみたいになりましたけれどもね。まあ、前回はね、New Year's Resolution、新年の抱負なんかについてもお話ししましたけれども、目標を言うとね、とかくね、否定してくる人なんかもいるかもしれないけれども、自分がやりたいと思ったことはね、そういった声は無視して、やり続ければ必ず形になると思うのでね、お互いに New Year's Resolution を立てて頑張っていきましょう。
See you soon. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Go. Business English is so hard. Buddha was an ego. I need a Buddha was a